Welcome to Success Redefined with Dr. Toni Warner. I'm Dr. Toni, mom of five, psychotherapist, author, and mentor. Here, you're going to find insightful discussions spanning science, psychology, and soul as the personal and professional meet, and we explore the intersection of what really matters so success can be redefined with connection, healing, and fulfillment in mind.
I want to talk about this whole idea of a reset because so many of us who care about feeling successful, care about success, can get sucked into this sense of needing to do things a certain way, needing to do things the right way, needing to get everything done, needing to fix everything, needing to figure everything out, needing to be the one that can handle everything, or blah, blah, blah. I mean, all of these kind of rigid ideas of who we have to be and how we have to be in life in order to really be successful. And that was an experience that I had as well, without honestly, I just didn't realize it the first couple decades of my life. But ultimately, I had done a lot. You can probably relate. I had accomplished a lot. I was very determined to complete whatever I put my mind to. I had spreadsheets with my 5-year plan, my 10-year plan. And in these plans, it wasn't just my career. It was also my personal life. Like, I'm going to get pregnant at this time. I'm going to have a baby around this time. I'm going to start this work here at this time. I'm going to complete these classes and this part of my education around this time. It was like, boop, boop, boop. And you know, I was really good at doing it. Like, I was really good at getting it done. And I liked, you know, that I was really good at getting it done. And there were benefits to that. I would not go back, knowing what I now know. I would not go back and change the life that I lived before. Because I do think that my experiences that I had, they helped to inform who I have become. And so if I were to go back and change even some of the things I now know didn't serve me best, it would change so much about me and my life and my development and what I've learned. And so I wouldn't go back and change who or how I was or my life. But I do like that I can look at the past. I can reflect on past experiences that I've had, past definitions that I've had about what it is supposed to look like for me to be successful. And I can learn and I can grow from then. I can identify where I was being held back or where sometimes I might still, you know, notice that I'm getting held back a little bit or feeling some frustration around or confusion around. And so I'm not one that's big on regret. I find that if I can reflect on my past from a lens of compassion and also accountability with this desire and willingness to learn and grow from it, right? This ever-evolving type of lens, then it can actually serve me well in the here and now, right? Because anyway, I can't go back and change past anyway. None of us can actually go back, right? Chronologically and change things from our past. But we can look back and shift how we feel about the past, shifts how we think about the past, right? In our reflections, we can become more intentional now about the relationship that we have with our past. And so I'm kind of doing that today as we talk about resetting. And I have a book, right? I have a book called The Reset, A High Achiever's Guide to Freedom and Fulfillment. So I'm not against resetting. I am pro resetting. It's funny. What was the conversation we had the other day? My husband and I had just like a random conversation that came up the other day and was something like, I can't remember even like it was like a silly context. It was out of nowhere, but it was something around like the differentiating between, there's times when we need to reset because we have allowed things to kind of get to a point where resetting is the only option, really the only viable option, if we want something to change, versus when it's time to create a different way of moving forward. And so we need to often reset if things have gotten to this place where they've really built up or they've really spiraled, they've become really intense or really stuck. We need to hit our reset button, so to speak, right? We need to be able to figure out how to reset. But then we also need to create practices, habits that supports a new lifestyle and amplify, extend, build, strengthen this new layer of our foundation that we want to move forward with for now. And we may continue to build up upon that foundation as we move forward, learning and growing, but we don't always need to reset. Really, it really depends on where we're at in our development journey. But there was a time when I realized I really needed to reset. And I actually wasn't in burnout at the time, although you absolutely can feel that need to reset when you're in burnout. But the time that is coming to mind for me around when I really needed this like major life reset, I really wanted, I wanted. Didn't necessarily, maybe I didn't need it. Maybe I really wanted it. I wanted, right? When I was in burnout, I needed something different. But like at this place that I was at, I just wasn't feeling fulfilled. Like life was fine, but I wasn't feeling fulfilled. So I wanted to reset. And I did, looking back, I did a lot of things to help myself reset, and it worked. It worked. Now, I had to stick with these things for an extended period of time. I stuck with them for, a few years, but it worked. Like the reset worked. It worked. My reset worked. But I did a lot. I didn't even realize how much I was really doing. And so when I was reflecting back on how much I did to really like truly, deeply, thoroughly reset across my life, I did a lot. Multiple daily walks. And at this time I had at this time in my life, I had three children. So I had three children. And I was doing multiple daily walks, multiple daily talks with myself, often which I would like record with myself. Like on an app on my phone, I would talk to myself and record with myself so that I would be getting things out and have a place of expression for myself. I reached out to friends more to talk about some of the things that were challenging for me, which was something I had never, like, I just didn't do that before. I would reach out to friends and ask about them and talk with them and support them, but like, I wouldn't talk about myself and what I'm having a hard time with. So I was making an effort to do that. I was journaling multiple times a day, meditating multiple times a day, making sure I had me time multiple times a day in the morning and at night. Regular self-development videos, books, and audiobooks were like, on the go, on the go. I always had them going in the car, on my phone, on my walks. I had them going all the time. Personal and professional coaching. I had therapy. I had daily yoga that I engaged in. I was doing an intentional scheduler every day. I was slowing down to practice embodiment within myself and mindfulness practices every day, multiple times a day, very intentionally. I was doing a daily core values check-in. Like, this is just the list that's off the top of my head as I reflect back. That's not even everything that I was doing, right? I was doing a lot to help myself reset. And when we need a reset, if we're in a place of stuckness, sometimes it does take a lot. Sometimes it doesn't. We really just have to be very intentional about whatever it is that we're doing. It's not just doing these things to reset. It's what is it that I need in order to reset, right? But I was doing all of these things and it worked. I'm telling you, it worked and it felt So good. And then guess what? It wasn't sustainable to continuously do all of those things and more every single day, many of them multiple times a day, just forevermore. No matter what season of life I was in, no matter what I had going on, no matter what developmental stage, my kids were going through, like it just was not sustainable. And one of the first times I realized that it wasn't sustainable was when I had gotten pregnant with my fourth. And I was just so nauseous a little bit more than the first trimester. And I was having a hard time doing my meditation, my daily meditations, because I was uncomfortable. And part of me at first was like, okay, when the nausea, subsides and you'll get back into it. And then another part of me was like, no, but you need to be doing this, right? You need to be doing this. And I found that, I was not making as much space for the ebbs and the flows, the seasons, what I call seasons of life that happen, because it was like the what I did to reset worked, so I need to keep doing it. And the flaw with that was that yes, what I did to reset worked, but I no longer needed to keep resetting, not in that intense way that I needed before. We can have these mini resets, right? Like throughout our day or at the start of our day or at the end of our day, like a mini reset. But I no longer needed that intense foundational across my life reset that I was really wanting before, because things had reset. It's like when you reset your computer, it's glitching, so you reset it. All right, now it's ready to use. It's been reset. You still need maintenance though, right? And so maintenance practices are different than our reset practices. And that hadn't fully clicked with me yet. It was like, no, this is what I did to reset, so this is what I need to maintain. And that's not true. And I think that this is something that's really important for us to remember, because we could get sucked back in to this rigid way of being successful all over again. I was like, no, I need to be successful in maintaining this reset. And so I need to keep doing these things that I did. And there's logic to that, but there's also gaps in that, because the reality was that no one can maintain, sustain all of those things every single day, forevermore, and still make the time to live their daily life, nurturing their relationships, and engaging with purpose outside of themselves, right? With the world and the people outside of themselves. And that was something that I didn't realize. So some of the things that I had to consider was, you know what? Life happens, y'all. Transitions happen in life. Change happens in life. Seasons shift in life. There's ebbs and there's flows in life, which means, sure, there might be things I'll fall back on with fair consistency if and when I need or want a reset. And also, I am not doing anything bad or wrong. I'm not being unsuccessful or failing if I am unable, unwilling, unwanting to do this laundry list of things day in and day out that I did for my reset, like just forevermore, just unending. I had pregnancy ups and downs that affected what I could and would do each day. And then we moved as a family. which was a big move for all of us because we had so much going on. I was pregnant during the move, and we had several family vacations during the move as well. And then we had to sell our other house, which needed some things done to it during our move as well. I mean, there were so many things that were happening there. And then there was the postpartum period where there were hormones that were happening for me. I was nursing every 2 hours, plus also, of course, doing what I needed to do to take care of our new home and to make it a new home, right? To turn it into a home for us while taking care of our other three children. And then there were my children, right? All of my children who were growing and going through these different stages of their lives and having different needs in different ways that I needed and wanted to be aware of, to be present with, that required me to navigate in a different way. It shifted some of my morning routine. It shifted some of my evening routine. It even shifted some of my afternoon routine because of just the different stages that they were going through with the different ages that they're in. So I had to learn that part of success, pause, rewind, I'm going to reword that. I didn't have to learn. I chose to learn. I chose to incorporate into my definition of success this space for ebbs and flows, this inherent, so natural space for the seasons, for the transitions that will endlessly occur in life in different ways, sometimes expected, sometimes unexpected, so that we can ride the waves equipped with what we need to ride the waves without always having to think that we have to like maintain the full throttle package of what a reset across the life foundation, what that requires. And so what this brought me into, and still does, I reflect on this regularly. What this brought me into is I considered, okay, so what feels successful for me then in my day to day, as far as how I navigate my day to day? If I'm not going to hold myself to the standard of all of these things that I did in order to reset day in and day out, but instead I'm going to allow myself some separation between what a reset looks like for me and what maintenance and sustainability looks like for me in my day to day, then what does it mean? What does it look like for me to do that successfully? And it brings me to this kind of yin yang type of visual where I use the word balance, and I know balance gets a bad rap because the way people talk about balance is like you're walking on high wire and you have to juggle all of the balls of life without falling, and that's just not practical. Or like you have this pie of life and you have to cut all of the pieces in these exact ways with these exact percentages, and that's what balance is supposed to be. And many of us are able to say that is not possible, right? That's not the kind of balance that I think of when I think of balance. When I think of balance, I think of homeostasis, which is a state of wellness that our bodies want to be able to return to, come home to, homeostasis, right? And in order to function from this place of wellness. When I think of balance, I think of how there are seasons in our world, right? In our environment, and how there's this ebbing and flowing, there's this allowing of shifting and changing, and there is a steadiness that is there, yes, but it's like a steadiness of ability to flow with the change. This is what I think of when I think of balance. So that yin and that yang, that complementary, that integrating of different parts, different pieces of our lives. That's what I think of when I think of balance and feeling successful in how I am showing up and living in my day to day. And so one of the things that brings up for me then is like, okay, if I'm having too many rules or too much rigidity or too many routines in my day to day, then I feel restricted, which is what was happening when I was trying to hold myself to that high standard of all of these things I was doing for my reset to occur and to just hold on to them forevermore without room for change, right? That became too rigid, too much. And it felt restricting. It also felt impossible because it was impossible. However, if I just removed all of it and I threw the maintenance and sustainability practices out with it too, because I lumped it all together, and I was just like, oh, I'm just going to leave everything up to chance. I'm not going to plan anything. I'm not going to have any boundaries, right? Like, it's all flexibility all the time with no bounds. That feels way too loosey-goosey. It feels like there's no direction. It feels unsafe. It feels overwhelming, all depending on what way I'm looking at it. And so the balance of this, the balance of the routine with the flexibility, the boundaries with the openness, the flow with the container or whatever you want to call it. To have both of them, that is that yin and that yang. That is that coming together that I realized I want to have both of those. I want to have both of those in my life. I want to have room for both of those in my day to day. And when I look at it that way, I can pick and choose intentionally, but I can pick and choose what boundaries are going to take precedence in any given season, day, moment, and time of my life, and where I can allow more flow and more flexibility in any particular season or moment or time frame in my life. And when I do that, it feels like I can be more free. It feels like I can show up each day in whatever role or responsibility my focus is on, with a sense of support and autonomy all at the same time. There's this duality to it that feels comforting and also supports me in being like really bold and courageous all at once. So I'd be curious to hear if this balancing of having space for boundaries in your day-to-day life and having space for flow, fluidity, flexibility in your day-to-day life, having space for both of them on purpose, if that fits for you, or if maybe that's something that is feeling confusing or frustrating for you in some way, or maybe it's something you haven't even considered, maybe it's something you haven't thought about. And then if that meshes at all with your ever-evolving definition of what success looks and feels like for you. I'm really excited that we get to have these kinds of conversations because here on this podcast, I get to share my evolution with you, and you get to share your evolution with me. So I'm always learning and growing and reflecting and refining. And you get to hear that here. I get to share it with you here. And when you put your comments and contributions in the comment section, then I also get to hear the ways in which this shows up in your life. And I think that these kinds of conversations can feel confusing. They can also easily make us feel like we need to figure out what the right answer is. But I say for now, if we can make space for the ebbs and flows, if we can practice noticing when we need or want a reset versus when we need or want some sustainability and maintenance, noticing the difference between the two, what that looks and feels like for us, then we're able to get more clear in any moment, any given moment in time, on our sense of success for and within ourselves in the here and now. And is that enough? Is that good enough for now? I think for me, for right now, that it is. Thanks for joining me today, y'all. See you next time. Links related to this episode can be found in the show notes section. Want to submit questions about success, satisfaction, healing, and relationships, health, or work? You can do that free and anonymous at drtonywarner.com, where you'll find other resources there as well. Did you benefit from this episode? You can subscribe, like, and share with another to pass it on, because anyone can listen on the go with this podcast audio available on all major podcasting platforms.